Hey, you guys, this is Carolyn, and thank you for joining me in my podcast of How to Get a Man. In this episode, we are going to talk about the haters in our lives. The one and the only haters. When you have haters, I know how it feels. It feels shocking and unfair, and it's hurtful, and it can come from places that you don't expect. And then there's the haters that we used to call instigators. They're the kind of people that fan the flame of the hate. There's the actual hater, and then there's the ones that liked us. Well, you did say that. Well, you did have that on. Well, you were over by her boyfriend. You know what I mean? They really just like to stir the pot. And you have those, and they can be people that you consider friends. So we're going to address all of that. So I have had haters in my day. I have always been popular. I've always had friends. I've always had adults like me. I've just been a very personable person. And haters tend to be bullies. And when you look at the personality of a bully, bullies come from terrible home lives. They come from terrible backgrounds. They come from backgrounds where parents are negligent, if not abusive. The parents really don't address the issue that the bully has. Like, they feel inadequate. They have problems they want to discuss that they need solutions to, and the parent tends to be too self-absorbed to really help them through it, so they got to figure it out on their own. And here you come, totally adjusted. Here you are, the complete, seemingly the complete opposite of them. You're happy-go-lucky, you know. Your clothes are nice, your hair is done. You talk about your mom and dad like they're your best friends and they're your heroes. And, you know, you're laughing all the time and you're smiling. And all these things tend to annoy a bully because they do not have that same peace of mind that you have or that you appear to have. So, because they are actually mad at their parents or caregiver, whomever it may be, whomever it is in their environment, they can't address them. They take it out on you. At least that's what they did to me. They took it out on me, and I didn't know what was going on. Now, keep in mind, I'm talking about when I was a child, 10, 11, 14, 15, you know, young age. And I really did, because I didn't have that in my life. I didn't come from that background. I came from a single parent home where my mother and I were close. And there really wasn't any conflict or drama outside of the home. We had our mother-daughter tiffs, but other than that, You know, my mom kept her adult issues to her adult self. She didn't really force me to take care of it. So, I mean, like, I knew the issues we had, but it wasn't like I grew up sooner than I had to and had to assume an adult's role. So my childhood was pretty good. I went to school with young ladies that had all kinds of things going on. And because they did have those things going on, we weren't friends because I really couldn't share in that lifestyle. Like, I couldn't get an understanding of that type of lifestyle. So they weren't friends of mine. And these are things that you learn when you become an adult. As a young person, I did not know or understand what the heck was going on. But what happens is that as time goes on, those issues of haters, of bullies actually, tend to go unaddressed because not everyone is in the mindset or of the environment where therapy is common and encouraged. So they just continue on to be these annoying ass people. They just continue on with the behavior into adulthood. And their issues go unresolved, so they look for new victims, which there are plenty of because there are plenty of adjusted people out here. Okay? And they aren't from a background where screaming and yelling is the norm and, you know, they just don't come from a background where tearing another person down is acceptable. Okay? So, in the dating world, you want to bring your A game, right? And not everyone is up to the challenge of leveling up. They are not up to the challenge. They just are not. They are not willing to do the work that it takes to get the person that they want. They will not do it. Okay? Some people are already at that level because they were groomed to be at that level. And then there's some of us that weren't, but are like, hey, you tell me what to do and I'm doing it. Just tell me what to do. You tell me what to do and I'm all over it. You understand me? And then there's people that aren't. With that, you want to addressing haters benefits you twofold. Adjusted men who are mentally sound, mentally healthy, they want positivity in their life, because being a man, it doesn't necessarily mean that a man's life is lacking positivity, but masculine energy, it does have an air of toughness. Because men are naturally competitive. So being sweet and supportive and talking and, you know, just coming in with a jovial energy, you know, just with all the positive language that positive women use, men really enjoy that because it is very easy for them to find negativity. It's very easy. So for you to rise above it makes you look like a high quality woman. Okay. The other benefit is standing your ground. Men also respect the woman who sets boundaries. We understand that you don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, but you have to understand when people are hurting you, they are not considering your feelings. And you are number one. You have to place yourself as top priority over everything if you want to get anything done. If you want to love your family, love your children, you are going to have to love yourself first. You have to come before anyone else. So you have to take care of yourself. That's what self-care is all about. That's why the self-care trend is trending now. Because so many women have placed other people ahead of themselves trying to be good caregivers. To be a good caregiver is to care for oneself to the utmost. Now you take care of yourself, but then you go ahead and you take care of your other responsibilities. I'm not saying if you have a small child to put yourself first and I don't know, don't buy the dino snacks for the kids. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that you have to, if setting boundaries is something that you need for your well-being, then do it. And I'm telling you, setting boundaries is something that you need for your well-being. I am telling you that. And a man respects a woman who sets boundaries. He does to the fullest. Now, I came to being a high quality woman well into my adulthood. I was always this sweet, adorable, funny young lady, always. But there were times where I didn't necessarily place myself first. I put myself on the back burner and put all these other things ahead of me. And I was learning. I was just learning life, you know. Life is just one big learning process, and we build upon the lessons. But once I got myself back on track, I put myself first, and I once again became a high quality woman. Now, with that, I brought into my present life my attitudes from my past. Everyone responded well to me. If people didn't like me, it was because they weren't accustomed to someone being so friendly. They thought it was fake or whatever. Now, that was what I was accustomed to when people didn't speak to me or if people were mean to me. I was like, okay, fine. But now what's happened is that I have blossomed into the woman that I always dreamt of being. And now I have women not talking to me and being mean to me for entirely different reasons. And I had friends like that in high school. I had friends like that. I had friends that were like, oh, these girls don't like me. I can't go there. Oh, I don't want to go by myself. Those girls don't like me. And I mean, I got it, but that wasn't my life. You know what I mean? Like, I understood where they were coming from, but that wasn't my life per se. So I was like, okay, cool. We just don't go there. But I never knew what it was like firsthand. And let me tell you what it's like firsthand. When you're living your life, you're living your life. You're not thinking about really anything. You're thinking about everything you have ahead of you. You're thinking about everything that you got going on and your to-do list and everything else. But people outside of you, they look at you and then they interpret who you are based off of a reflection of themselves, of where they're lacking. So what they do is they put a label on you and choose not to like you because they don't have it. And they don't see that in themselves. So they're taking it out on you. So I have, actually. I go to this one market, right? I go to the supermarket. No big deal. Now, I dress the way I feel inside. I dress very well. I dress very elegantly, inexpensively. And that's the key. But no one sees that these earrings that look like they're from J. Crew are from Forever 21. They don't see that. They just see these beautiful earrings. They don't see a dress that was bought at the H&M outlet. They see this beautiful dress, right? I mean, this dress was like $11, okay? I mean, it was like no money. But where I choose to go and how I spend my money reflects my taste and style. I don't just because if I'm on a limited budget, okay, I don't just say, hey, I only got $30, might as well go to the Rainbow, might as well go, you know what I mean? Like, I don't go to like cheap spots just because I have X amount of dollars, okay? My money doesn't define me. I define me, you know? So I choose to spend my money. I choose to get the most for my dollar. So if that means that I go to the sales rack of Macy's opposed to the front of, I'm trying to think of an inexpensive store that's known throughout the U.S. Because, I mean, I would say H&M, but see, H&M is, they have nice stuff. They really do. Zara has nice stuff. And honestly, Rainbow probably has nice stuff. But I just don't shop there because some things, they really are, they are obviously cheap. But you know, it's really a mindset. It's really all just a mindset. But nevertheless, my mindset is to look amazing with no money. Right? We all look at the same magazines. We all look at Cosmo. We all look at InStyle. We all look at Elle magazine. You know what I mean? We all look at the same magazines. We all look at, you know, the girls on Instagram. We're all, you know, on social media everywhere. You know, we see the things that they're wearing on MTV and the VMAs. And I mean, we all see what they're wearing on, you know, we see what the Kardashians are wearing. We see all of that. We see what they're wearing at the Met Gala. You know, we see what Rihanna and them, we see what Beyonce and them is wearing. I mean, there's like a zillion ways to get knockoffs of what they're wearing. But like I said, a lot of people aren't looking to level up. I mean, and there's really no excuse. I don't care what size you are. I don't care if you have eczema. I don't care alopecia. I mean, the world is wide open and there's like a zillion solutions to whatever issue that you think you have. The only person that's stopping you from stepping up is you. There's everything out here. I mean, what is it? Sheen website, you can get like really cute $11, please. But if you're not willing to, try, whose fault is that? See, that's the thing. I am not excusing. I'm not willing to let go anybody's bad behavior for them not liking me because of how I chose to dress. Because you chose to come out the house looking like shit. That's on you. You chose to look like that. So why are you mad at me? You chose, you said you woke up that morning and said, well, I guess I put on this 3 size 2 big t-shirt and these fucked up jeans and these dirty ass Converse. I know it's just getting dirtier and dirtier. And then get mad at me. Because I put my shit in the washing machine. How is that possible? I can't even wrap my head around the logic. See, my girlfriends, they've been dealing with it since they were young girls. So they have like ways to deal with it. But see, this is new to me and I know better. You know what I mean? Because I've been like, you know, on both sides, like I've been really regular, you know. And when I was just wearing like button-up shirts and jeans and stuff, that was me fitting in with my crowd. But that doesn't necessarily mean how I felt inside. I felt glamorous inside. So I said, you know what? My life is short. I'm dressing glamorous. I'm not wearing my prom dress, but you know, I'm practical glamorous. I'm not gonna not look how I want to look. And it's like, I don't try to outdo anybody. I don't do anything like that. And you see the men are responding to me. So what the hell are you mad at exactly? I'm at the DMV. I'm getting my license renewed. This girl is with, well, first I saw her boyfriend in the line. I didn't know she was even around. He was like 6'4", 6'5", big old dude. In line, he stood out like a sore thumb. No big deal, right? So I'm like, okay. And you know, I come up in a basic black dress and this kind of off the shoulder zip up top. Just everything matching, everything black. Just really like a classic look. His girlfriend walks up in faded light blue jeans, red t-shirt, crushed Converse. Her Converse were crushed. You hear me? Crushed. I was like, I didn't know they were originally white. I was like, are those tan? I had to look at the laces. The laces were just as crushed. I was like, oh, snap. These joints was once white. These joints ain't tan. And then she whips out a cigarette on top of it. Men like healthy looking women. When you start inhaling carcinogens, that takes away from the healthy glow of your skin. It damages your teeth. And in some cases, it'll go for your eyes too. But she is just, it's just all, and this is what I'm talking about. So, when you have haters, and it's so freaking annoying to me, when you have haters, you are going to have to understand why they're haters. And then you're going to have to draw a line in the sand somewhere. If they start crossing the line, you're going to have to draw the line and you're going to have to check them. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. You are well within your rights, and they have probably done it to someone else. And the majority of people in your environment, they are over them too. Now, you're going to have the instigators. Okay? They're haters too, honestly. They're unadjusted. They're looking for drama. They don't care. They don't care where it comes from as long as they can get some shit going. They just want more drama to kick up more dust. And they have the same issues too. But they are too much of a coward to just say they don't want to be your friend. So you're going to have to make the choice for them. Since they don't have the guts to fucking make the choice, you make the choice for them. You distance yourself from them because you don't need that negativity in your life. You give them enough time. Shit will hit the fan with them. They will say some fucking dumb shit. They will. That's how they're built. So you make the choice for them. You let them know. It doesn't have to be this big, ugly confrontation. It don't have to be all of that. But draw the line. No one can say anything bad about you for that. Trust me, everybody around them sees how these people are made. If it's not you, it's going to be somebody else. But unfortunately, you got in the crosshair, so now it's your turn. That's basically it. So, what you have to understand, you cannot let them cock block you. Do not let them bring you so far out of your character that no one wants you. Okay? But if you continue to be yourself, things have a way of working themselves out. People see what you're about. So say someone, say they go for the gold. Say they call you a slut or a hoe. Say they just go for it. You know what I mean? They try to hit the mother load. Say they just... just call you a big ass skank. Say they just, you know, just try to tear you completely apart. So they go ahead and they get the rumor going. You see the writing on the wall. You know, whatever. You get the instigator saying little, you know, side comments, whatever. You know you're not a skank. Nine times out of ten, whenever somebody's called me a hoe, a skank, a slut, whatever, it's because I didn't give them what they want. It wasn't because I gave them what they want. And how crazy is that for a guy to call you a, he had to seduce you, then he called you a hoe because you went for the seduction. Like, what is wrong with you? Who does that? Okay. But I mean, the world, there's probably some moron out there that's like that. But nevertheless, like, okay, so you get, but then normally the people, the guys and the whatever, the females that call me a hoe is not because I actually sleep around, which is my business, which is totally healthy. You know what I mean? Which is no problem, really. You know, that's somebody else's hang up about sex. If you want to sleep around, if you want to sleep, listen, there's girls I know that slept with, oh my God, numerous guys before they decided to get married. Numerous guys. It was encouraged by their family. So people are different. People's attitudes towards sex are totally different. But they try to shame you, okay? They try, shame means that you feel like a bad person, okay? So they try to shame you. Well, actually, guilt is where you say, I feel bad. Shame is when you say, I am bad. So you are actually trying to say, they're trying to make you say that you are a bad person. Normally, the people that try to tear me down with that particular insult are mad because they didn't get what they wanted, right? So when they come at me, now you know, here, I'm knowing this. So they say their little snide stuff on the side. I remain the same. Because everybody outside of the haters are kind of looking at it from a side eye. Some people don't even give a damn. Some people don't care, right? They hear it. They're like, oh, word, ha ha, or whatever. Because sometimes it's not like they laughing at you per se. It's the joke itself that's funny. But some people, they don't even care, right? So they hear they don't care. Then you got some people that look at it from, they give it the side eye. Like, yeah, I mean, I guess maybe. Because, I mean, like, you having sex with somebody one time. I mean, whatever. That's not your whole character, right? And you really got to consider the source. And then there's some people that just can't wait. Like, that's the instigator. They can't wait to hear some bullshit. They go, oh, yeah, I knew it. No, whatever. Through it all, I kept a level head. That is the key. You can't start trying to defend yourself. Because the more you try to defend yourself, the more guilty you look. You know, running up to people like, I know they ain't saying, I'm not like that. I'm not like, you know, you going up to people who don't care, who don't have a vested interest, who, you know what I mean? People are going to believe what they want to believe, whether it's true or not. So you really can't control other people. The only thing you can control is yourself. So you keep a level head. That's what I did. I kept a level head. Say, oh, killing the hoe, killing her, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, I dealt with the nonsense, you know, whatever, you know, because when people make you feel bad, you kind of want to be susceptible to people pleasing because you're trying to do damage control. You don't want people to not like you. But here's the thing. If it only took one damn rumor for you to lose your quote unquote friends, they are not your friends. They are not deeply, and they don't know you. They are not deeply invested in you enough for them to be firmly by your side. It only took one whiff of bad news and they are gone. Then, you know what? Don't worry about, you ain't got to worry about being polite to them. You ain't got, I'm not saying go out your way and be nasty, but don't be busting your ass to say hi and all that other shit. Just let them go. Okay? If they want, you know, you can't speak. Hey, you saw me too. You ain't speak. That's all you got to say. You know, whatever. You ain't got to go into no long drawn out with, hey, you saw me. And get right in your car and pull off. Like, you saw me too. Which they can't say nothing because they did see you. And if they ain't shade, you don't owe nobody shit. You know? And you keep it moving. As time goes on, I mean, you are who you are. If you was a slut, that night you gonna sleep with a dude. That night. But if you not, you gonna keep doing you. And what people think about you really isn't your business. Don't go looking for shit. Don't go looking to find out what somebody said about. That's, if you suspect it, that's what it is. You know what I mean? You don't need the hard evidence. You don't need no damn evidence. If you suspect that somebody has what it takes to ruin your reputation, that's somebody you got to get the fuck away from, first of all. Second of all, if they have said something about somebody else, 9 times out of 10, they have said it about you. All right. That, I mean, cause they have it in them to do that. Okay. That's lawyers build cases off of that. Like, this person has a past history of armed robbery in this neighborhood. We have a description of a person of your client that committed an armed robbery in the same neighborhood within 3 months from their last arrest. That's how lawyers build cases. So if the person that you suspect has done something similar to somebody else in the past, 9 times out of 10, they done did it to you. So I mean, like, there you go. Are you really sad that this person is now out your life? Yeah, they might have been funny. Yeah, they might have understood your plight when you had an issue. But 9 times out of 10, they ain't worth losing no damn sleep over. I'm going to tell you that right now. If they have it in them. Which is so sad. Because, I mean, yeah, the haters are wrong for doing that to you. But they have to have an audience in order for it to really be meaningful. So you have to look at who they're choosing to say this to. Sometimes they'll say it right to your person of interest, the guy that you like. That is pure jealousy. That is pure jealousy to do something like that. To go right to the guy and be like, oh, you know, she does this, that, and the third. Now, if it rolls off his back, like water off a duck's back, then he's a solid dude. If he appears to get more distant, he's not for you. He's not for you. That can be a hard thing to accept, but that's the truth. Nevertheless, if it does come down the pike like that, and they try to really destroy your reputation, the best thing for you to do is to remain calm. I know you outraged. I get it. I get it. If you got somebody you can vent to, your mom, your sister, your brother, your bestie, a teacher. If you talk to an authority figure like a teacher or a counselor, someone that you can really trust, let them know you are just venting. Let them know that you are not looking to take any action. If they have advice to give you, that's one thing, but you're not looking to cause this big thing. When you keep a level head, though, you are proving your own innocence. Someone could say to you, I heard you were a slut. Let's say they said that. I heard you slept with this, this, and this. This person, that person. Like, you can be like, yeah, I heard that too. I don't know. You know, and just keep it moving. Like, I don't know what to say about that. You know, such and such said that. To be like, I didn't know. I just heard it. And I really don't know what to say about that. You know, if they really try to get you to talk about it, be like, you know, just be like, I don't have the proof. I don't, you know, like, I don't have any proof that who said what. I just know that I didn't do it. You know? And honestly, I mean, it's really, really, it's funny because you would think that this stuff ends in high school, but unfortunately it doesn't, because people don't evolve. A lot of people stay exactly where they came from in high school, and it just becomes their adult life. They don't evolve into maturity of adulthood. Life is full of experiences, numerous experiences. You could be learning Chinese. You could intern for a senator. You could travel to Japan and start a business. You could learn to windsurf, kite surf. You could save your money and walk the Great Wall of China. You could do so many things. But instead, you choose to play small and not deal with your issues that happened to you a long time ago, and just keep living in this cycle. I see it in adult women, and then I see it in their children. I see it in young girls. Resentment. She thinks she cute. All of that. Like, she saved her money. She went to the same store you went to. She bought lip gloss instead of whatever it was you chose to buy. She bought the expensive stuff, or she bought the nice stuff, or she bought the stuff that coordinated, or she took the time to find out what looked good on her body. Or she chose to eat apples instead of apple suckers. And drink apple drink. She chose to drink water. I mean, she made different choices. And now her choices are benefiting her. And you look like chaos. And you are angry at her because she took the time to find out what works. And you didn't. I swear to God, I cannot wrap my head around that. That pisses me off. Like, who, you mad at me because you didn't do the work? What? I don't even know what the hell's going on with you. It pisses me off. But you know, that's the reality. Unfortunately, there are people out there who do that. And I want to say that you make your own reality. And the way you make your own reality is you choose how you respond to situations. And you can say the world is unfair, the world is mean, or you can look at it as opportunity to grow. And to be a woman of quality, to rise above your anger, settle yourself, and to just let your actions speak instead of your voice is tremendous growth because it's self-control. And you have to really give yourself credit if you are capable of doing that, which I know you are. And you will grow into the woman that does that. And you will become a woman of quality, even more than what you are right now. And men love women of quality. I promise you. I promise you. Because so many people take the easy road. So many people take the easy path. That when they see quality, you are truly a find. So with that, I will leave you with this episode. Please tune in for the next episode, which will be soon. I am working on a schedule on bringing the episodes to you more often on a regular basis, on a consistent day. I am doing my best. I am starting out in the business. I will not say much more than that because I feel like they're excuses, but I will definitely be bringing you more episodes like this. And please reach out to me. Go to Instagram. Go to my page, Funky and Bold, and DM me. Let me know how you like the episodes. Tell me anything that you want to hear about, any questions that you may have, and I'll be more than happy to answer them for you. But in the meantime, my name is Carolyn, and thank you so much for tuning in. I could not do this without you. Take care.